Well, it's been a long time coming for this. I am so happy to welcome back to the airwaves WSMI's Terry Toe.
Everybody's worst nightmare has just come true. Oh, no, he's back.
Oh, no. Terry, if you only knew how many people have said, when's Terry going to be back? Can't wait till Terry's going to be back.
Well, I'm getting much, much closer to getting back. Thanks to my brother-in-law, Don Huddleston. Don was available and was able to bring me out today. And
I told him he needs the chauffeur's cap.
He does. You know, and maybe one with Wismy tattooed on it.
Now we're talking.
You see, that would be downtown. So, you know, first off to you who have sent cards and gifts and expressions of gratitude and love, I thank you. It's been wonderful outpouring. I can never return the favor, I don't think.
Well, see, the thing, Terry, is you returned the favor for the last 40 years.
Well, perhaps. But it's very overwhelming sometimes. But I appreciate everybody's show of gratitude. And you know, it helps when you're recovering. And I tell you what, since I've been home here the last 2 or 3 weeks, my recovery has sped up immensely. Had one of the tubes. I look like the member of the Borg on Star Trek here at one time. So one of the tubes got pulled out Monday, so I'm down to just two now, which allows me to function. But I'm feeling really good, able to walk again. You know, I was out of commission there for a while and had to basically learn to walk again. And able to do that and get around now. So we're just waiting to go the final stretch here. We're kind of coming around the final turn here.
Down the stretch.
Down the stretch. Down the back stretch. Entering the money quarter, Tim.
There we go. The money
quarter.
We like that.
Yeah.
We like that.
Yeah. The money quarter is pretty important. We like that money quarter. So,
for folks who may not realize, you were in the hospital for 13 weeks.
Yeah. 86 days straight. And then I went home and had to go back for a couple of days. My surgery was football Friday.
Yep.
And
if I'm not mistaken, you came home the Monday following the state quarterfinals.
Yes, I believe that's correct. Yes. So, it was a long haul, and you know, thanks to the doctor for getting in there and getting rid of all that cancer, and it's just taken a long, long time to recover. Of course, I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
You're not?
No.
Fall chicken?
Kind of a fall chicken, I guess.
Not a winter chicken.
Do they have fall chickens?
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
oh,
fall
yeah.
chickens? Okay.
Yeah, they taste real good.
Okay. Just fricassee me, that's all. You know? All right. So, you know.
Getting stronger every day.
Getting stronger every day. Certainly have enjoyed listening to of course, when I was in the hospital, the radio reception was null for any radio station at Memorial, even the Springfield stations, nothing.
Boy.
There's just so much electronic equipment and everything.
That's kind of important in there.
It's kind of important in there. But I did enjoy the live streams of the sportscasts and, of course, since I've been home and listening to the ball games and stuff, so.
Well, the game last night, I mean, that's your type of night right there, Lincolnwood Hillsboro.
That's Montgomery County night there, so. And of course, later on in January, there's usually the four Montgomery County schools that, you know, Lincolnwood, Nokomis, Hillsboro, Litchfield. Mm. And, so those are always big nights. So I'll eventually get back to doing some basketball. It'll take a little while, but, you know. We're hanging in there.
You think this year? You think maybe? Possibly?
I think, I don't know.
Aim for it, and if it doesn't happen,
We'll aim for it, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, but,
That'd be great.
Yeah, it would be great. Certainly the work here at the radio station, you know, that's my first priority. Get back here during the day, and then we'll take it from there. So, you and Coach Boker are doing a great job taking care of the sports, so.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, you don't really have a timeline, I wouldn't think. I mean, something like you just got to take your time. You don't want to move too fast, too quick.
Right. Taking your time. Patience is a virtue, and it's also a pain in the butt. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you're such a go-getter that it's hard for you to just sit still for an extended period of time.
It is. And HUD over here who brought me down today about a month before my operation, HUD had his operation for his heart and everything, and he's
actually, we were in at the same time.
Just about, yeah, and he's, you know, he recovered great, and he's doing just fine. He's the same way. I mean, you can't keep him down,
right.
You know? You're right. We would like to get involved with stuff and stay involved with stuff. And you know, the biggest thing, and sometimes people don't understand this, but when you love your job, you never work a day in your life.
So true.
It's, you just don't. This is what I have wanted to do since I was in fifth grade, for God's sakes. And, you know, looking forward to getting back to it.
So. That's right. Of course, along those lines, we're going to go back a little ways now. While you were in the early part of your hospital stay, you were inducted to the Bottom Lee Ruffing Chalk Baseball Museum.
Yes. Very nice honor. And Roger Crotteville and Tim stopped by and saw me one day at the hospital. And Roger sent me a nice note. And it was quite an honor and didn't get a chance to attend, but we'll make our way to the BRS Museum eventually. And thanks to our buddy Steve Johnson. Steve's always very good about working with us, and we enjoy working with him. It may not be the biggest museum, but you know what? I really think that's quite an honor. I really do, because you know how I love baseball. And that was very, very special. I really appreciated it. So
Kirk Reeder went in. Of course, you know, great big league career.
Yeah.
He felt the exact same way you did about it. He's like, this is just, it's an awesome honor.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. In fact, along those same lines, I got a letter from the new director of the one of the directors of the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association. They're putting in a new museum at Pontiac, I think. Pontiac, he called me at home before he sent the letter and was asking specifically. He says, "Well, we want to make sure we do girls basketball upright. We want to make sure we have a great display." And he says, "And I understand you've done a few girls basketball games in your time." I said, "Yeah." He says, "Do you think you could send us some copies of some of your broadcasts?" I said, "Oh yeah." So I, Nokomis girls, Hillsborough girls are going to be featured.
Awesome.
In their, in that. I don't know how, but whether they'll have, you know, a display or whatever, but, being involved with that a little bit. So.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
Very neat.
And it's good to know that they're finally getting a museum.
Well deserved.
Well, yeah. And so kind of excited about that too, so. But that'll wait till I get back here and get back in the swing of things. So.
Well, you mentioned it's not surprising at all that since you've been home, your recovery has sped up. That just seems logical.
Yeah, it does. And sleeping so much better. Of course, in a hospital, you can never sleep.
I'm sure not. Always getting poked and prodded.
They won't let you sleep. Yeah. I mean, 2 hours maybe at the most. Mm. And, you know, just the noise and everything else that goes along with it. But it's good to be home. It's good to be sitting at the confines of the radio station here.
This is like your second home.
This is like a second home, yes. Yeah, kind of absorbing all the waves here, you know.
Hasn't changed.
Nope. Still 1540, right?
That's right.
Still
106.1. That's right.
106.9 and the Ox, right? Okay. It's funny because a lot of the doctors and nurses are asking, you know, well, what do you do for a living? And I try to tell them I'm a broadcaster and everything. And so what do you do, you know?
Well,
I'll do a little bit of everything. Yes. Well, like what? I said, well, I announce and I do sports and we read news and do commercials and, you know, prepare programs for the various shows and stuff, you know. I said it's kind of like the, guy who's a jack of all trades, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe a master of none, and perhaps would be the best way to say it. You know, that's what makes the job very interesting. You never...
No day's really ever the same.
No day, you can't, you know, no week is ever the same. Because we always have, you know, somebody going someplace for a ball game or a special event broadcast or stuff like that. So, and I miss the special event broadcasts, you know, going out to stores and stuff like that. And
well, you would have liked being at the Christmas market this year. It was like 60 degrees.
Yeah. My wife went and said it was unbelievable.
It was weird.
It was weird being...
Not having a jacket on at the Christmas market?
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Yeah. She came home and she had her jacket in her arm and everything. And had two or three sacks and, yeah. So I said, well, you didn't have the jacket, huh? Well, that was the day I think I kind of peeked my head outside the door and stood outside for a few minutes just to absorb some nice warm air. So, mm-hmm.
Terry, your awesome wife was with you every step of the way.
Well, she's the best... I wouldn't be here today without her. She was the best advocate I had in the hospital because she'd been through this before. She'd seen this before. At home, she was the nurse and the doctor, and she was the absolute best, and I can never repay her for what she has done and what she has meant to me and to this recovery. She's just absolutely the best. Absolutely the best. So,
Terry, you know how this works. I got to do a weather.
Do a weather.
You sticking?
I'm sticking.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll take the break. We'll do the weather. Then back with T-Tote here on FM 106. 15 minutes in front of the top of the hour here. So happy to have Terry Tote back in the building. And It really is like Elvis showing up.
Well,
it is. He's here.
Well, at least I have the nice new WISME jacket on.
Very nice, isn't it?
This is downtown, man. I like this.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So those are cool jackets.
Styling and profiling now.
Hey, I tell you.
Merry Christmas from the Boss Man.
Yeah, Boss Man did well.
Came through.
Came through big time. Big time. Hey, I like that that inscription there. That's good. That's good. So. And, you know, in fact, I was talking about how I was describing my job to the doctors and nurses, but you'd be surprised about the number of people who were aware of WISME, who knew of it. He says, well, you guys do a lot of ball games. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we do games. We do ball games, yeah. And the farm show, Katie's farm show.
Well, Terry, you've said it many a times. Ag and high school sports.
I tell you
what. It's what we do.
It's, you know, it's... Two of the things we do that seemingly get a lot of attention, early morning and in the evening. So,
right. You
know, when seemingly, you know, people are not wide awake or stirring, our WISME listeners are. So that's
Terry,
great.
You've impacted the listening area in so many different ways for the better part of four decades. And a couple weeks ago, I got a call from Jay Goetz, the Bunker Hill basketball coach. They're putting together an alumni night coming up this Friday for Coach Lafka. And he's like, I was hoping Terry could come and speak. And I said, unfortunately, I said that, you know, I don't know that can happen. But the reason that they were thinking of you is because they knew, obviously, the history you have with high school sports, the history you've had with Coach Lafka. And it made me think of the story as we're talking about kind of the history of the station. You've told me before, when you started at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, I'll let you tell the story about Johnny Krolik, what he told you about you got to go to Bunker Hill.
Oh,
you
got to
know Coach Lafka.
As Johnny was retiring and getting out of it, and I was coming in, and, you know, we had John, Marty, and Tony Bigoff, and those guys, they were kind of in charge of sports, but Johnny pulled me aside one day, and he says, hey, you ever get a chance, you got to go to Bunker Hill and do a game for Coach Lafka. He says, he's the greatest coach you'll ever meet. He says, one of the greatest anyway. And it's just no atmosphere like it. And he was right. He was right. And, you know, having broadcast games from Bunker Hill, having officiated for Coach Lafka and for Billy Hanks and some of the wildest games, I mean, I can remember, it was 2007. Macoupin County tournament, the semifinals that night, that Friday night. We had.
When it was at Bunker Hill?
It was at Bunker Hill. Like, you know, still one of the wildest nights of basketball.
When they played Girard.
Right. Yeah.
Nick
yeah.
Sloman.
Yeah. Oh my God. What a great night that was for basketball. So yeah. And, Coach Slavka has meant an awful lot to me and just an awful lot to the game of basketball. My God, the man is and should always be considered a legend.
Oh, absolutely. And he's one of many people that come up. How's Terry? Yeah. Do you have an update on Terry?
Yeah.
How's Terry?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Jim. That's very kind of you. So,
of course, the 100th Macoupin County Tournament this
100
year.
100 years this year.
That doesn't seem possible.
It doesn't, when you look at it that way, you know, I was starting broadcast back in when it was in the 60s, you know, the 65th, 66th, 67th, whatever. So I've been around long enough to get it to 100.
You watched it go up.
I've watched it go up. That's right. And there's been I can remember broadcasting the whole tournament because it was always just boys and single elimination.
Right.
And that's how much things have changed over the years. And since, of course, the introduction of girls basketball and as it should be a part of the county tournament. And that's, you know, the neat thing about that tournament, just like the Carnival Holiday Tournament, you get girls and boys playing in the same tournament in the, you know, the same week, which really is kind of unique.
That's right. The holiday tournament's coming up. It's right around the corner.
Oh, you got, Christmas time means holiday tournament time.
That's what it means here. Absolutely.
And Waverly, you know, and other sites around the area. So, yeah.
Terry, it's awesome to see you, man. I mean, it's so great to see you. I've went up and saw you a couple different times when you're in the hospital, talked to you on the phone a couple different times. But I told you the last time I saw you in the hospital, I said, I'll come up here again if I have to.
Yeah.
But the next time I see you, I want it to be in the radio station.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That's right.
Here we are.
That's right.
So great.
It just took a while and again to you who have sent cards and called and the various gifts to help us through, I really appreciate it. And we live in a great area. We really do. And let me just throw out another thing.
Yes.
Big thanks to Brian Talley, my boss. He's been very supportive and working here is not really work.
No.
It's playtime.
It is in so many ways. It's a cliche when you grow up about, like you said earlier, if you find a job that you love, you'll never work a day in your life. And if you're not in a job that you love, you're like, well, that's just lame. But
that's right.
It's true. Like, I've been here for over a decade, and I don't feel like I've ever worked a day.
Yeah. It's radio.
Well, we said before, beats working for a living.
I tell people that all the time. Beats working for a living. Tim, thanks so much.
Terry.
And I'll be back. I will be back. So it just takes a little time, but I will be back.
That's great.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Terry. Terry Tote, ladies and gentlemen, back on the airwaves.